Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is a legal show, not a political show. We are injury attorneys. We talk about injury subjects every week on this show, and we're glad to do it. We want to educate you, teach you about injury subjects, teach you about injury law. This is the only show of its kind, and you get it right here. We are Bell and Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're conveniently located, I-25 in Orchard. Also, we have an office in Steamboat Springs and Fish Creek. And so you can give us a call anytime. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. And our telephone number, 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. So we give you a different injury subject each week. And I tell you what, the reason we do this show, one of the big reasons, is the fact that we want to give you a level playing field with the insurance companies who try to beat you. We've said over time and time again, these insurance companies, you're in a car crash, you're injured. The insurance company for the at-fault party, let's get these parties clear, the person who caused the crash, the person who injured you, the insurance company, they want to treat you nice. They treat you nice, but they're not your friend. They're your enemy. They want you to sign some, quote, forms, end quote. They want you to sign some, quote, papers, end quote. And we teach you how to deal with this time and time again. We're glad to do it. You need to be on a level playing field. Those people are well-trained. You're not. Let's face it. You know, a car crash for you is not an ordinary event. A car crash for the insurance company is an ordinary event. They're trained to do it, highly trained, and they're trained to diminish your recovery, defeat your compensation, reduce or mitigate your compensation, and send you on your way. So that's why we do the show. That's a big reason we do the show. Okay, today we're talking about, you know, you're injured in a car crash. That's our usual scenario. So we can talk about that. We are car crash attorneys. We do car crash cases. We represent injured victims. We represent injured workers on the job. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Today, we're talking about what do you do at the scene. Think about that just a minute. What do you do at the scene of an accident? The accident's happened. It's traumatic. It's emotional. It's, oh my goodness, what has just happened? You know, Brad, and we teach that time and time again, people come to us and say, well, I never called the ambulance, didn't call the police, didn't go to the emergency room, and that's problematic for an injury claim later.
Well, it's kind of surprising because the first thing I want to tell them is you know, they'll say, oh, the other person said they were responsible. They admitted they did the wrong thing. They admitted that they are negligent, or they admitted that they're at fault. And I tell them they won't when we call them now. I mean, the bottom line is it doesn't happen that way. You think they're just going to take responsibility, but all of a sudden they don't. And a lot of times, even if you think they're going to take responsibility, when they go and when they call up their insurance adjuster and start talking to them, somehow suddenly their whole attitude changes and now they're not so certain it was their fault and you might have just done something wrong.
Right. Timing's an issue now. Speed is an issue. The steering wheel is an issue. Braking is an issue. Skid marks become an issue. All later.
Story's not quite the way you believe it is because now their story is different about how it happened or what had happened or thinking that maybe you should have been able to avoid the accident. Maybe you are going too fast. Maybe you're to blame. All sorts of excuses start creeping up.
So the first rule we want to teach you to do at the scene of an accident today in the show is do not let anybody talk you out of calling the police. How simple is this? Oh, it's just a little here. We're going to exchange insurance information. Let's just go our way. I'm busy. I got a meeting I got to go to. No, you've got to call the police. I don't care if you don't think anybody's injured. I don't care if they say there's no property damage. I don't care if they say, here's my insurance card. Call my insurance agent. The story is likely to change later. So you must call the police. The police, they're going to come out there and they're going to do an investigation. And sometimes you have to wait a long time because they ask you if it's an injury accident, which we're going to get to today. But you must call the police. And Brad, when you call the police, they do on-site investigation. They do a police report. And many times they issue a citation.
Right, right. And, you know, it goes hand in hand. You know, you've stopped. First of all, stop. Make sure you stop for the accident. Don't just think you can go on, not worry about it. Second of all, you don't want to leave the scene early. You don't want to call the police and say, well, I got to go. You want to wait till they get there. Maybe, and it's not a bad idea, while you've called the police or while you're waiting for the police, preserve the scene. Try not to change too much of how the scene of the accident looks. What happened at the scene? You know, you've got this waiting period where a lot of things are running around, or a lot of people roaming around. If you're not really physically injured, if you're able to do this. Now, sometimes your injuries are so bad that you're not even able to move. Even then, I think you want to try to look at the scene, preserve the scene, keep from moving vehicles if you don't have to. Try to protect what's out there and watch for what people are doing. I can't tell you how many times, you know, you find that the driver all of a sudden changes to a different person.
Yeah, it's a different driver.
Because people change seats right after the accident, before the police show up.
Right, you got to pay attention at the scene, like Brad said. But sometimes, you know, Brad, as we've talked about before, people have to move their cars. If you're seriously injured, it's a big-time accident and crash. Nobody's going to move any car. They're going to stay right there until the police and the ambulance and urgent care people and EMTs get there. But sometimes you move the cars. If you move the cars, you need to maybe take a picture of the cars before you move the cars. Take a picture of the streets. You got it on your phone. Take a picture of the location. Take a picture, and then you can move your cars. Also, once you move your car, Brad, and we've talked about this before, they say, well, the other person says, it didn't happen this way, it happened this way. There's debris in the street. This is a big thing. There's debris in the street, and you can take pictures of the debris. You should. You need to know where the debris is, and sometimes that's the critical element in reconstructing how an accident happened.
That's exactly right. You know, you want to make sure you look where the debris is. We'll look for some skid marks. Now, some of this stuff you're not going to do till after the police show up, because some of the stuff you're going to be doing before the police, you're going to put out flares. You're going to make sure everybody's safe. You're going to see if you need to get ambulances. You're going to try to find out what's going on as far as other traffic being redirected, hopefully not moving your cars, hopefully not doing anything, watching what the people are doing. It's not rare, folks, for somebody to stop at an accident and talk to you for a minute and then get back in their car and take off without giving you information. Right. How many times, Gary? I think in the 5-10 years we've been doing this show, and I don't remember how long it's been. We've been here every week.
For years, right?
We've said, every time we approach this topic, get the license plate number.
Take a picture of it.
Get it. Do whatever it takes. Get the license plate number, because people will leave. Even when you think you've got the information you need, or sometimes they'll exchange and say, I'm taking off.
Right. They exchange information. I want to give you a heads up on that. They exchange information. Some people, they get talked out of calling the police. The police don't come. The EMTs don't come. Later, the insurance company says you weren't hurt because you didn't call the EMTs. The insurance company for that at-fault party says they're not at fault because our insured, the person who causes accidents, story is different than yours. We're not going to pay you. The fight becomes worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, you're injured and you're suffering the consequences.
Or you know, they find out that the information they gave you is false. It's a false ID, it's a false insurance, and all of a sudden this person who you exchanged information with, the left, you don't even know who they are, and you didn't get the license plate number, so now you can't track the car.
Right, exactly. So you need to take a picture of the license plate, or a picture of the car, a picture of the person. Sometimes there's people in the car with the person. Take that picture as well. Come on, we've got to protect ourselves. I mean, these insurance companies later, they look at stuff like this and they say later, maybe you have a neck injury, a back injury, maybe you're going to need back surgery later, 4 months later, 5 months later, a year later, 9 months later. They say, well, we're not going to pay you anything because when the police weren't called, we don't know what the police said. We can't prove you were injured. You can't prove you were injured. You never even requested to go to the emergency room. You never requested an ambulance. You didn't even go to a doctor for a week or two or three or four or five. You see what we're saying. We're giving you the information to give you a level playing field with these insurance companies.
Now, when the police show up, you want to make sure you're giving them as accurate description and accurate statement as possible. A lot of times police officers will ask what happened. Other times what they do is they just hand you a document. They say, go back to your car, fill out this statement. Brevity is probably not a good idea at that point. They only give you a few lines, but you want to make sure that you're identifying what's happening on that statement. That statement is going to be looked at by the attorneys, by the adjusters, and those are your first words, and that statement's going to be used against you.
You know, for an intersection accident, but you need to be complete. You don't need to write a novel, but you need to cover the essential facts. For intersection accident, when somebody pulls in front of you, okay, they pull in front of you, you've got a green light. So you need to say, they pulled in front of me, I had a green light, right? And they took away the right-of-way and caused the crash. How hard is that? But you must do it. You must give the statement. But witnesses are very important at the scene. If there are any witnesses, I mean, the first thing that we got to tell you to do is take care of yourself medically. I mean, if you need medical treatment and you can't do the things we're saying, then you just can't do them. Maybe there's somebody in the car that can do them. Maybe you can call a relative or a friend. They can come to the scene and they can do them for you. But they must be done. You must know who the witnesses are. Sometimes the police officers take down the witnesses. Many times they do. They get a statement from them. But you must take pictures of the cars, the people, the license plate. Get a close-up of the license plate. And if do not, everybody, let anybody say, let's just exchange information. Insurance information, we'll figure this out later. I can't tell you how many times, as Brad just said, people come in the office and say, well, they said they exchanged information, but there's no insurance. This is a false document. It's a false number. There is no insurance at Farmers or Safeco or State Farm or anything like that. It didn't exist.
And next thing you know, you're saying, I don't even have the person's contact information. I don't know what's going on. The police didn't get called. That person's now saying I did something wrong rather than them doing wrong. Even on a simple rear end. I'm driving my car. Somebody rear ends me. And I'm going, well, this is going to be simple. My car's damaged. Their car's damaged. We can call the police later because I'm in a hurry to get somewhere. They're in a hurry to get somewhere. Or it's bad weather. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's too rainy. It's too dark, whatever. And then next thing you know, when you're trying to get a claim to get your car fixed and to deal with the injury that you now have from being violently tossed about in your car, you're told by the adjuster on the other side, well, our insured says you stopped too fast for nothing. You just rammed on your brakes, or your taillights weren't working, or they have a million excuses on why it's your fault that this rear-end accident happened.
It creates a big problem. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to cover the emergency room visit, medical care, and what you do. That you have had the scene, you're going to go off to the emergency room. What do you do? How does that all work? Why is that important to you? So that's coming up after the break. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the only show of its kind. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us anytime at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or all anytime, anywhere, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we bring the show to you to educate you about injury subjects each week. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If not, you know that we've covered a variety of subjects in the past, and we're going to continue to cover a variety of subjects in the future to help you, educate you. You can also go to our website at any time, championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to these podcasts. They're free. You can download them and you can play them. You can keep them and you can refer back to them. So that's a pretty cool feature. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We represent injured victims in a car crash. We do big car crash cases, medium car crash cases, small car crash cases. We do truck injuries, and we represent workers. So if you've been injured in a vehicle of any kind, or you've been injured on the job, you can call us at any time or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's Bell and Pollock. Okay, today we're talking about, what do you do at the scene? One of the things that happens at the scene of the accident is the EMTs come, the paramedics come, the ambulance comes, they ask you how you are. Look, if you're not doing okay, if you're not feeling okay, tell them the truth. Don't say fine if that's not true. If it's true, that's what you say. But people, sometimes I'm doing, I'm fine. I think I maybe have a little dizzy, maybe a neck problem. Well, then those are problems. So you need to report them. But Brad, one of the keys here is you got to report all your symptoms. Maybe your neck hurts more than your foot, but you got to tell them everything.
You got to report them all. And as you said, if you're not sure, you tell them you're not sure. You don't say no. If they said, well, you know, you're hurt. Well, I'm not certain. I don't know. Tell me what's wrong. Even if you think you might be lightheaded, even if you're not sure because of the energies that are being asserted over the accident and the adrenaline that's occurred, just say, I don't know. I'm not certain. That there are so many injuries, so many pains that surface hours, if not days, after an accident. And if your first statement at an accident site is, no, I'm not hurt. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. That will be used against you, and you will be denied your opportunity to get fair compensation.
I'm going
to
tell you what. I keep saying this, but I can't tell you how many times in our careers people have come in, and they're legitimately injured, and their symptoms don't onset for days or sometimes longer than that with head injuries and concussions. We've covered that before. But we're talking to the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who's going to pay money, and you know what the first thing they say is? Well, we've got the police report here. We've got the EMT report here. And your client, Mrs. X or Mr. Y, told the EMTs they weren't even hurt. They denied they were hurt. It's right here. They even signed it. And so this is how important it is. You know, we're not preaching to you that you make up anything. That's ridiculous. We don't even do cases like that. But when you got legitimate injuries, we're telling you to tell them.
Well, not only do they say they're not hurt, but they say, and I got to go, and I don't want to have any medical attention, and everything's fine, when really they were having a little bit of a bump or a bruise or something. But sometimes it's very difficult because you expect certain things from an accident. If I asked you nowadays, you know, if you get hit, if you get T-boned, if you get hit in the rear, a lot of people are going to say, well, you expect to have some bumps, some bruises, some feeling yanked about or jerked about or thrown about. You expect to feel some of that stuff. So because you expect it, you don't really say it's a problem. You just think that's an expectation. I'll be fine. Just like wrestling around with kids or doing all other things. You expect a little bit of roughing up. You say, I'll be fine. This is a car accident. The forces are different. That we've proven time and time again in cases that you can't compare the forces of a car accident with sitting down or rolling around or sleeping wrong at night or doing these having the pillow not right. You can't compare these. These are different forces, and these different forces, the pain and injury can be something that you're not fully aware of at the time of the accident.
Right, and people onset with symptoms or symptoms onset later on. A lot of times people have come to us and said, I thought I was okay or mostly okay at the scene. Yes, I told the EMTs I thought I was hurt, but I thought my neck was the only thing. Then they say, well, you know, I went home that night and went to bed. I couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. But that wasn't hurting. All that wasn't hurting at the scene. My hips weren't hurting. My back was a little bit sore, but not like it was the day after. And the day after, now I've got a leg problems. Now I've got radiculopathy. Now I've got osteophytes. Now I've got radiating pain down my arms, et cetera, et cetera. Now I've got head injury symptoms like vision problems, hearing problems, nausea, concussion symptoms, eating issues, dizziness, vertigo. Oh, it goes on and on. So not every symptom is going to appear, but what is so important is that you make sure that you report all the symptoms you do feel. And when you go to the emergency room, the doctors want to know the most major thing. I mean, if you have a neck injury, they're going to be worried about your spinal cord, period. If you have a neck injury and a foot injury, more than likely, they're going to do a cursory examination of your foot and concentrate on your neck. And it appears from the records that your foot wasn't even injured. And, of course, you weren't feeling any pain in your low back at the time. Now it comes a day later. This is important. And so the emergency room doctors, they do a great job, and they want to get to the bottom of the thing. But sometimes they focus on the most prevalent or prominent injury at the time.
Right. You know, Gary, sometimes they may not even care too much about your headache or that you have. And so... They may ask you if you lost consciousness at the time of the accident, which, by the way, a lot of times you don't know if you've been knocked unconscious or not. If you've lost a gap in time, you may not recognize it, or so you can't automatically answer that. But they may ask you that, but they may not care that much about your headache if you've got some other problem that they're trying to pay attention to. But that headache may be a sign of a traumatic brain injury. It may be a sign that you suffered some kind of brain injury.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you go in there and they do a great job, but they are concentrating. I mean, if you have a neck problem, you've been immobilized on a board, then your spinal cord is the number one issue. Everybody knows that. We all know that. Everybody knows that. So that's what they're going to look at. And so maybe the headache is secondary or tertiary. Maybe it's not even considered. Maybe we just need to look at this neck. We need to get an MRI. We need to do an X-ray. We need to figure out what's going on with the neck. The foot injury and the low back pain, maybe not so much. So you must follow up. That's the next part we're going to get to. You must follow up. We got a break coming up. Right after the break, we're going to cover up. You've been to the emergency room. You've got the scene. You go to the emergency room. You go to the doctor. So at this scene, we've covered what you do. Then you go to the emergency room. We've covered what you do and what you shouldn't do, but you should tell them all your symptoms. And then after the break, we're gonna talk a little bit about the emergency room and then follow up medical treatment. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'll guarantee you this is the only show of its kind. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. We represent injured victims. Big car crashes, small car crashes, medium car crashes, vehicle crashes, truck crashes, and we also do represent workers that are injured on the job. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys Don't forget, we do a live Saturday morning show, 7 o'clock in the morning on the AM dial, 6:30 AM KHOW. Okay, also on KKZN. All right, so today we're talking about what you do at the scene. We covered the emergency room. You know, Brad, the other thing is at the emergency room, if you're having vision problems or if you're dizzy or if you're not just focused, then you need to report all of those symptoms to them.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that they understand that you're having these kind of problems. Why? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, maybe they do go away. But then some of the statements you made at the scene of the accident, some of the statements you made while it was being investigated may have to be subject to some kind of review. And if you made a statement that's harmful to you, it's important that if it's not a correct statement, if it's not accurate, that people know why it wasn't accurate. And if it's not accurate because you were disoriented, it's nice to have that already in the record.
Right. It's very important. Okay, so now you've been to the emergency room, you're checked out, you get your discharge instructions. Usually, if not always, it says follow up with your own PCP. And guess what? If you don't do that, guess what?
You're in trouble. Because now nobody's going to believe you're hurt. If you're hurt, you're going to talk to your PCP. Now, this all starts with another show we do, and you can look it up on our website, of making sure you have your MedPay insurance. Because if you have your MedPay insurance, you're not going to be bothered going to see your PCP because your own insurance company is going to pay for you going to see your PCP, for you following up on your injuries and making sure that you're okay.
Right. So we try to give you these tips to give you an advance notice, kind of a preview of the movie, if you will, before the movie happens. I hope it never happens to you. But if it does, you'll have a heads up. You'll know what to do. We try to give you the tips there on what to do. And Brad's right, we did a separate show on MedPay. We do a separate show on Hit and Run. We cover all these subjects so that you know exactly what to do. But when you go to the follow-up with the doctor, if there's more symptoms that you have after you've left the emergency room, obviously report every symptom. And if you need to write them down, because some people have memory lapses, memory problems, issues. But now your legs are hurting. If you got numbness and tingling, that's important. If you got numbness and tingling or radiating pain in your legs, that's important. Same thing with your arms. They call it the upper extremities. Those are important. But the bottom line is you must follow up. Now, the doctor is probably going to give some medication, Brad, and give you a plan. And the doctor might say to you, this is important. You know, you don't need to make another appointment. But just come back if you feel like you need it. And guess what? If you don't,
yeah, if you don't come back and you needed it, then nobody's going to believe that you really did need it. Nobody's going to believe. And obviously, you're not getting the care either. You don't come back. Now you're not mitigating your damages. You're not doing the things necessary to make it so that you're not hurt or to recover from your injury. You got big trouble.
Also, if your doctor gives you physical therapy, be a compliant patient. Don't be a no-show. What kills your case or kills your claim later is that, let's say the doctor gave you 8 physical therapy, a script for 8 physical therapies, you no-show to 4 of them. Really? Don't do that. Be compliant. Take the medication. And look, you don't have to take medication if it upsets you or upsets your stomach or whatever. Call the doctor and get a different kind of medication. But don't just sit there and do nothing.
Do your home exercises. If they give you home exercises, do them. This isn't just to preserve a case, folks. It's to get better.
Right.
These things are ways to get better so we can get an accurate reading of what your permanent injuries are versus what you can do to get better.
Exactly. Okay, this is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We're glad to do this show. We try to give you a level playing field with the insurance company that's going to try to beat you, defeat you, reduce your compensation. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can give us a call at 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, you can go to our website, which is an information-loaded website, championsofthepeople.com. That's our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.